It's called Enter the Wu-Tang, and it's their very newest CD. Okay.
Bring the ruckus. Shame on a nigga.
I think it's shame the nigga.
Shame on a nigga.
Yeah, you're right.
Clan in the front. My God, they look like carjackers.
I appreciate it. Yeah, is he happy? He's doing better, isn't he?
Yeah, same bad.
I know. Exactly.
You're doing good.
Oh, hey. What's up? What's up?
All right. Hank Kingsley.
Hank, what up, Hank? All right, what's up, Hank? All right, ball player.
Hey, right. How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you? Hank Kingsley. Hey, bro, how are you doing, man?
Hey. Hey, sports, how you feel? Kill a cent.
I'm sorry I didn't get that?
Kill a cent.
Hey, all right. Wow. I'm into that. Well, I just want to tell you guys, hey, man, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah? I'm really thrilled for you guys to be here. I got to tell you, my absolute favorite song is Shame on a Nigga, you know?
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Shit,
no?
It's a fast song, you know. It's a good song. Good song. It's a good song.
Hey, where's the dirty old bitch?
You know, dirty bastard, right?
Oh, dirty bastard. Oh, dirty bastard.
Man, get it straight, man. Get it straight.
Stop, where is she?
You ever really listen to the lyrics of that song?
It's retarded.
Want to put some action in your life by going around robbing banks?
You think it's a little... You think it's got some gay overtones. Is that what I'm getting or no?
It's just stupid.
It's pretty dumb, but I love it. It pumps me up like crazy, man.
I loved it when I was a kid.
Boy.
Oh, here it is, I think.
Hold on.
Shit, did we miss it?
No. It's right before we get to the chorus again.
You don't have a clue.
No, that's this.
Doing the same things too.
No, I think it's the first one where it says decide to put some action in my life.
Sounds like a gay cruising thing. Oh, God, I love this one, though. I love that big
They're
old...
good fucking band, man.
They are unsung.
The best is, You Got Another Thing Coming.
That's such a gay... I mean, in light of Rob Halford liking dick, that is so gay.
That's still such a good fucking song.
It is. Well, you've tuned in, you've downloaded yet another episode of Papa's Basement, and God bless you for it. You are clearly a right-thinking American. And we also welcome our international listeners, don't we, Kate? Talk.
See?
There you go.
On the other side of the pond, eh?
Yeah, I love it when we get a British listener or something. That's the coolest thing of all, man. They're all good at the humor, those Brits. They've got such a refined sense, so if I'm hanging tough with the Brits, then we're doing something good over here.
If we can out-funny the knights who say knee, clearly we are on the right path.
Our shit is
Can't
tight,
be
so.
Done. Never.
So, this is In Papa's Basement. Go to inpapasbasement.com. Listen live every Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard, fcac.org/WEBR. And follow us on Twitter. I'm twitter.com/papasbasement. Kate is headbanging, so Will can answer this. Will, you are?
Billy Basil, BillyBasil.
I like the spelling. It shows we're all business here. Kate.
Yeah.
Spell.
A-T-O-M-I-C-C-A-T-E. Atomic Kate. Woo!
Hey, Katie. Okay. So, we started off, we were going to get to a segment about kind of the weirdest, worst things we have seen on Netflix, or just movies in general. I know Netflix has brought me in contact with just some flicks I would never rent in a million years, but if they're streaming free, like, God bless the streaming on Netflix.
How many do they have up at a time that you can choose from for free?
Oh, there's a lot.
Oh, thousands.
Well, how many, like, newish movies? I'm not talking about fucking Bill Murray and Meatballs.
I have definitely screamed.
Are you serious?
Oh, of course.
What the fuck is the plot of that movie?
He's like a camp counselor or some shit. It's like some summer camp.
Who needs a plot?
It's just like any time I'm in a shitty, like, grocery market or Walmart or something, and they have like the 99-cent DVD bins.
Those are my favorites.
Like, sure enough, like Meatballs is pressed against the edge.
Don't forget Stripes.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
What?
Another one of Bill Murray's dome piece.
But
Well, I'm not talking Stripes. I'm not talking Meatballs. I'm talking there's goddamn Teeth, which is a movie about a chick who's got teeth in her vag, and she's, like, raped every 5 seconds of the movie.
Wait, by who?
By, like, everyone.
People who don't know.
Exactly. Everyone.
And then they get chowed down.
You've seen this, too?
No. I can just imagine it. I've seen a lot of bad movies.
Or you saw the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, why is this woman being raped every 5 minutes? Is she, like, incredibly hot?
No, not at all. It's just a plot. You know, she's like the little virgin and everyone...
It's a plot device.
Yeah, everyone wants to rape her.
It's a MacGuffin. Go with it.
Exactly.
Is this an English movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's English language. It's not made over the pond, across the pond. It's one
of ours. I thought... Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, I should say
British. Yeah. It's English one of ours,
is technically,
man.
Technically, the proper term.
Really?
Britain refers to Scotland.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
The UK.
Yep.
Okay. No. It's one of ours. Red, white, and blue, baby.
Classic.
Fighting for those freedoms.
And when you say raped, like actually raped or fucked?
There's at least a couple. Like, I know it ends. She gets picked up by a trucker hitchhiking.
Uh-huh.
And of course, rather than let her out, there's the sinister moment where the locks go down on the doors and he's leering, and then she just gives like this sly smile to him.
And that's the end of the movie?
Yeah, because she's going to bite his dick off too with her teeth pussy.
Jesus God. And like she actually severs them?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's a scene where a guy gets her stepbrother gets his dick bitten off, and then she like coughs it up and the dog eats it.
And you see the dick?
Yeah, I mean, you see, like, junk.
Is it still erect? Has the blood been drained from it?
I don't really recall that graphically. I just know it coughs it up. It coughs up a little head with a piercing in it.
Who the fuck directed this or wrote it? Anyone famous?
That's kind of what I want to get into. No.
Francis Ford Coppola.
And especially also Dead Girl.
That I've never heard of.
Dead Girl.
Teeth I had heard of.
Dead Girl's about these guys. They find a zombie chick who ain't bad looking, kind of got a little hair going, but she's kind of hairless, so whatever.
Hair where?
Oh, you know where. I mean...
When you say it like that, I'm imagining like Happy Trails and shit like that.
No. It's not like a zombie that's been around since the fucking Flower Power or something. It's just a zombie broad who doesn't... You know, she's restrained on this table and, of course, an abandoned asylum.
And they didn't explain how we arrived at that situation.
Who gives a shit? We're just
situation.
There. Just a zombie chick with her pussy open for business.
You're focused too much on logic.
So they already stole this from Return of the Living Dead?
What, there's a zombie rape thing?
No, but there's like the zombie chained up. Is that? I don't even remember which one's which. Which is the one where the chick gets naked?
And dances and then gets devoured. That is Return.
Yeah, remember like there's the one scene where they have the...
The old like half zombie torso.
Yeah, chained up.
Brains! Ease the pain!
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that piece of shit.
That's gotta be a nod to that.
Well, I mean the entire movie is just this chick tied down getting railed out.
But doesn't that make you have a zombie dick?
No, she has to bite you to get you the zombie germs. And it has like one of the more graphic scenes you'll ever want where some guy is...
Decides to go for the dome piece.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Decides to get him some zombie dome.
Who the fuck is the tard who directed this? I want to stick my dick in a zombie's mouth.
Yeah.
No bad can come of that.
No, he sticks it in a zombie's mouth, and of course she bites, and it rots him from the inside. And then in like the scene, you know, I would say maybe the movie's climactic scene, or one of the good ones at least, you see him just like, oh, my tummy aches. And he goes and takes a shit and his like guts all purple and he just shits out his intestines. And then you see him like walking away, like dragging it like a cat that ate tinsel around Christmas.
Was it? What year was it, first of all? Recent?
2008, yeah.
And is it shot like a shitty horror movie? Like, does it look like it was just shot on someone's camcorder?
No. I mean, like, for what the budget had to be, it ain't bad.
Oh, fuck.
That's what I'm like
Cartman in South Park. The fuck?
That's kind of what I wanted to get into. Who the mother F makes this? Like, who wakes up in the day? Like I'm weird enough living at home thinking I want to do a talk radio show. And talk radio isn't exactly popular right now, especially guy talk. But that's what I want to do. Who the fuck wakes up and is like, I want to make this movie. I got a dream.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing. Like, horror is that whole genre. I guess it flourished in the 80s, kind of burned out in the 90s. And, you know, it's kind
of... Well, it was slasher. It wasn't even, like, pure horror. It was just slasher.
Well, when I say horror, I mean, like, the whole kitschy, like, Return of the Living Dead, or it's, like, half comedy. Like, it's not scary at all. Like, there any movie that tries to be, like, straight up scary usually fails.
I don't know. I'm putting up the PB bat signal right now to get some callers about these flicks. But... to me, that's effing weird. Another real piece of shit I remember watching as a kid was Redneck Zombies. I don't get these horror people.
Is that the one we watched together?
Yeah.
That was all right.
I don't get these horror
it's
people.
It's camp.
Yeah, it's supposed to be
it's
like
camp.
Shitty.
It's like Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Whoa. Don't be talking about Killer Clowns now.
Is that a childhood favorite?
Frankenhooker.
Yeah.
That's a movie where they turn people into like sacks of blood and mush and drink them with straws.
Yes, exactly.
KCFOS. Don't be dissing that shit.
The fucking classic.
No, but it's campy horror, and I liked it. Although it did give me nightmares as a child because my brother and sister are older than me and evil and let me watch it. No, they let me watch it when I was a kid, so I would not go near the picture window at night. Because I was afraid the clowns were going to land in our front yard somehow.
This horror shit, I don't get it.
Awesome.
And the people who are, like, obsessed with cheesy horror flicks.
That's why I don't get, like, Inlow, who saw out in the lobby.
Yeah, exactly. There's a goddamn show on the station called, like, what, Monster Mayhem or Monster Madhouse?
Whatever he does,
Monster Madhouse. Yeah, and there's even, like, a fuckable chick who was in the mix of the miscreants who were recording this show.
Really?
Yeah, by the way, if you can keep your eye on that about every 30 seconds to make sure the disc doesn't pop out.
Okay, sure. The thing where we see the level going up and down?
Yeah, exactly. Just make sure it doesn't say CD read air and scoot out, because I lost an entire episode with your butt buddy Kira to that. Like, we did 30 minutes and I turn over and I'm just like, motherfuck!
You're distracted by our monster wreck.
No, I don't.
Why are you getting breastfed?
Mommy, no, I'd already seen it. There's so much campy crap, but really, that I don't get, period. Like, guys, just anyone who embraces bad films, period, I don't get that. I don't get the laughing at shitty films. Like, yesterday, I was at the station, and Jimmy Mullins, God bless him, a.k.a. Landfill, big guy. It's not the nickname I gave him.
It'd be great if it was like an ironic nickname. He's dying of cancer.
Landfill.
He's all of 95 pounds.
So Landfill comes in, and we're talking. He's like, you know, a real great piece of shit. It starts because I see the background for our computer, the shared like board op producer computer, is Blade Runner. And I'm like, what a great flick. He's like, I don't know any fucking Blade Runner, but you know a horrible movie set in the future that was great? Free Jack.
horrible.
Let me give it to you right now. It stars Emilio Estevez and Mick Jagger.
Oh, geez.
There we go.
I'm thinking of Cracker Jack.
What?
There's just so many bad B-movies, but like Free Jack's premise, and Kate, correct me if I'm wrong here, they take people that are about to die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people in 2009, this was filmed in 92, mind you. In 2009, they've mastered time travel. So they take people that are about to die.
That's the worst, when people thought, like, we'd be flying space cars in 2009. All right,
we're living life like the Jetsons.
Judge Dredd and shit.
Yeah.
Like, 1996.
We're pulling on the three shells to take a dump. No, that ain't how it's working. You can take someone from the past who's about to die, so it won't screw with the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And rich old people get their brains put into these bodies.
Yeah.
But Emilio Estevez, who was about to die, he's a race car driver. Of course, he's not just some shithead who was like about to get run over by a car or was robbed by someone. He was a race car driver, so he's good and badass and action-packed. He escapes from the old person brain insertion farm. Mm-hmm. And then Mick Jagger's a mercenary who has to hunt him down.
How old was Mick Jagger at that time?
Probably like 98. 40?
Well, let's see. He's 120 now.
He was so goddamn old, he needed that surgery.
That's like, so what the fuck? Mick Jagger gets into like fight scenes with Emilio Estevez trying to take him down?
I didn't even want to hear it because, like, as he told me about this movie, like, a part of me died.
You've actually seen this?
I've seen parts of it, yeah. Jeez. I have not watched
it
in its entirety.
I've heard of this piece of
crap. Oh, I remember it.
When you guys
the Scorpions did a song for the soundtrack. This was after Winds of Change and all their big shit.
Who are the Scorpions?
Scorpions! Scorpions!
Scorpions!
Scorpions! You gotta
pronounce. Now I know who you're talking about.
Scorpions! Klaus Meine! Scorpions!
You guys are such babies.
What?
You don't remember the classics.
What? I remember Wind of Change. Or was that the sellout period?
No, that was the sellout. That was their Black album.
What? There's one, like, classical-sounding song I hear on the radio.
Oh, Rocky Like a Hurricane?
No. Like, it really almost sounds like classical music. I don't know what the fuck it is.
I know The Zoo, No One Like You.
Yeah. Big City Nights.
Big City! I love Klaus's voice. I'm sorry. That
good singer.
That crowd's got some pipes, yeah.
It looks like Brian Johnson's brother or something, who also sings like a motherfucker.
Kate, anything to add?
No.
You were calling us out for being babies for not knowing Scorpions.
No, just that and the movies and like these things are all a little bit before your time.
Was Rocky Like a Hurricane played at your high school prom?
I did not go to my high school
prom. Did you
prom.
Lose your V card to Rocky Like a Hurricane?
Stop twirling fingers in my wounds of not graduating high school.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
What? You're all smart and shit. What happened?
I dropped out.
Wow, we got a dropout in our midst? You were
totally
like fucking tough. How was I to know? You didn't show up with a little bandana on a stick over your back. Jesus, when did you drop out?
I dropped out as soon as it was legally possible
16,
for me to do it. 16,
right?
Yeah.
So you were like middle of sophomore year or middle of junior?
Sophomore.
My sophomore year. Yeah. It was my sophomore year because I went
'cause you drive at sophomore year.
Oh, I think we got like the rest of the show here.
Did you go to school around here or where?
No, I was in Florida. Oh. I was in Florida.
So this is generally accepted behavior?
No.
According to bullying.
Broke my mom's heart.
Which is how I judge
how you
all Florida teens.
Everything about Florida. Bully. Bully in the sidelines at fucking Gators games, yeah.
All right, continue.
We've had our fun, yes. Elaborate.
Broke my mom's heart.
Our parents would have beat the shit out of us.
That's the one thing mom would have cared about.
Yeah.
Well, she did care, but my brother and sister are...
whatever. I do what I want.
It's my hot body.
My brother and sister are 10 years older than me, and they got into a lot of trouble, so I was like the one last hope for my mom. And... I went to my freshman year at a magnet school and promptly got kicked out of that for skipping classes. And
joined the club.
They kicked you out.
Magnet school for life, baby.
They kicked me out of the magnet school, out of the program. So I ended up going to my zone school, and I was 15 at the time at the start of my sophomore year, and I said, I don't want to do this anymore. So as soon as my birthday hit, I dropped out.
Wow.
And in fact, even before my birthday hit, I started attending the adult ed classes that went on during the day. So I wouldn't even attend classes with people my age. I would just go sit in the adult ed room and hang out.
So what was your, like, okay, you drop out.
Yeah.
Did you have a job?
And you've got like 2 years under your belt, you're saying?
A year and a half.
Year and a half under your belt. What the hell do you do with your life?
You go to school. You go to college. Where you're actually challenged and learning things that you want to learn.
Oh, you know what? I thought we had like some great like S and F my way, you know, out of
town. Oh, I F'd my way through a lot of guys, but that is not
really.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. I knew we had the right go-host.
No, I wanted to go to college, and that was it.
God
so.
Damn it! I thought it was like this whole like I was a stripper and I. Fucking
no,
performed a self-abortion by
I'm
throwing myself.
I'm an amateur stripper right now. I'm not professional.
Oh, you're a
level.
Stripper like Kira is a stripper. I ain't falling for that horse shit twice.
That doesn't count. That's not even like real stripping. That
fool me once, man.
Bullshit.
Oh, no,
fool
we're
me.
Taking our clothes off. And they try to clean it up. They try to make it BS, but we're allowed
Wait
to
a
take
minute.
Our clothes off.
Your bear tacos on the pole?
No. You wear the shorts under it for the class because that's unsanitary.
Well, that's why they wipe it down with Windex afterwards. Oh, yeah. You ever been to a strip club?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I love when they don't even like try. They're just like squirt, 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 wipe, wipe, wipe.
I've heard you can get herpes. Ooh. From the pole, like no problem.
You can get creepy stuff when other people have touched their naughties too. The same things. It's the same as contact.
Wait, are your jugs out on the class?
No, again, we wear like our sports bras underneath, but we're taking
stripping.
If somebody wants to buy me a pole, I will be totally naked in my own home dancing on the pole. You want to get a pole installed in here?
Use the lamp.
I will strip.
What if
it is not strong enough?
What if I steal like one of the tetherball things from the fucking elementary school?
If you get something about this big around,
I got
and
that
smooth
in my pants.
I will totally pole dance for you.
Naked?
Maybe not entirely naked. I might take my shirt off. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. How many singles you got?
A shit ton.
All right. I got paid the cash.
Real stripping. And John can back me up.
I hate how she fucking derails me at the stripper shit all the time, too. I'm such a sucker for it. God, where are we going to get a pole, D? How much are those poles?
It's like $200. No, it's $200.
It's a piece of metal.
Yeah, but you got to install it. Yeah. It's got to be sturdy.
I'm going to like duct tape it. And just wait for you to fall and knock yourself out, and then
is not funny, and I will kill you.
Can you climb to those pipes on the ceiling?
Yeah,
I can't climb up there.
Can you just like crawl around?
I can climb a pole though.
Stay on the shelf.
Yeah,
but they're not vertical. I can't
climb
do
on the monkey
on
bars like an orangutan. We'll just throw quarters at your taco.
I can do floor dance for you.
Have you been to an actual strip club?
She just said yes. Yeah. Right. God, we're the worst listeners.
Well, no, I have a drug-addled memory, so I literally forgot.
Malt hops and bong resin.
But, like the last time we went to a strip club was on my birthday this year.
Oh, this is the most depressing fucking trip I've ever...
I know. But this chick was queefing dollar bills.
Yeah.
So it's like you put a dollar bill on her cunt, she'd queef and like see how... Yeah.
And queefs are disgusting,
I
laughed at that.
I'm saying, like, that's what actual strippers
do.
Squirt, they don't dance.
No. Well, some of them do. I mean, it just depends where
you go. Some of them will, like, flex
and...
their pussy muscles and, like, dilate it.
Yeah.
I
can do some things. I cannot shoot things out. I can't do ping pong tricks, which kind of disappoints me because I really wish
Can
I
you
could.
Pop a balloon with a dart?
What other disgusting shit have I seen?
Some of it's a little bit scary.
I've seen pulsing. I saw the queef shooting of bills.
Has there been any gaping? No, you never see gaping.
I've seen chicks, like, finger their ass.
That's always, like, good. You know, I mean, that's a good old times had by all. I'm just talking straight up, like, gaping. Like, fucking...
Just holding it open?
Three fingers in either side. You don't see that. Like,
little,
enter the dragon type shit.
Yeah.
I don't think they're allowed to, like, finger themselves. I think because that counts as like a sex act for money.
Really?
There's a lot of arcane rules involved in what you can and can't do because we're a bunch of prudes.
Can you imagine the smell, though? Chicks are like emanating fluids and getting it everywhere. Oh, God. It smells like that fucking fish market in Southwest D.C.
Oh, you mean the one I drive over and I go to XM every day? It just reeks like bum's asshole in the summer heat. Wait, getting back. So what can you do? Yeah, in the studio right now.
I could do some floor dance stuff.
What's the floor dance exactly?
It's mostly just wiggling around on the floor. I can do a chair dance. I haven't practiced my lap dances, so I can't.
Hey, can Will get a chair dance?
Not with the arms on the chair.
I'll give him
something without arms.
Break them off, Will, fast. Hold on.
Because you can't do a lot of moves with the arms in the way like that.
Son of a bitch.
Will,
sorry.
How is this going to translate to radio?
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
Then you get the goddamn dance.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll take the dance.
Plan ahead for next time.
I was trying to hook you up. But no. You're quitters. I'm going to come up with something.
What if you flip the chair on its... No.
Nah.
Huh. Huh. Will, think, man.
The mechanics of this.
I'm doing
one.
This for the both of us. Think, goddammit, think.
Well, what the hell is a floor dance? I don't even know that.
A floor dance.
I mean, you can do.
You get on the floor and you wiggle around. I mean, you can do floor dances.
That sounds like shit compared to lap dance. You're not paying $30 for a floor dance.
It depends. Like, floor dance, like, you get on the floor and, like, just spread eagle, like, as far as you can go.
She's obviously not going to, like, shoot quarters at us. I mean. She elaborated, but we can get a lap dance
waves.
Here, man.
You do body waves on the floor.
Well, you
can
do, like,
pounces.
A chair dance. They do that.
Yeah, but it the chair has to not have arms.
No, you just sit and wiggle. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, well, that...
yeah,
there's no talent involved in that.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, that's
fine. I can do that if you want. I'll sit on your lap and wiggle.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want.
Okay.
I want to pop a boner. Will this change our working relationship at all?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, fuck it. It's the risk I'm willing to take. All right, Will, take over the show.
Oh, Lord.
Do I, so what are the rules? Do my hands have to stay at my side?
Hands, hips only.
Okay, hold up. So hands are on the hips.
Yeah. You can.
He's like too high up.
Yeah, he is. You guys get down.
Hold up.
Okay.
Okay. So we got Kate in my lap, and she's like grinding. She's got a pretty banging ass, I gotta say. Nice hips. That's okay.
That? Holy, well, I heard that. Jesus.
Yeah, right.
Work through that.
I didn't warm up for this.
I'm getting that shit from the gym, too. Then, anytime I move, it's like fucking Rice Krispies.
There's no actual grinding. No one's getting, like, pregnant here.
You
yeah. Like okay, now there's actual grinding. Now a baby's getting made. God, Squire can look over and see this.
No, he's focused on the task at hand. That's what I was looking at.
But yeah, okay. Like a lot of it with the cheer dancing will be like this.
Now, well, no, you're also supposed to put your like hands on the arms and like face him.
I'm getting ass ground on my
nuzzle
shoulder.
Nuzzle his face in your bosom.
I'm wearing Kate right now like this is pirate wears a parrot.
So there'd be like a lot of this.
Hell yeah, man. I feel like I got a tip of fiber here at least. What the hell?
This is not a good chair for you.
Hop off. That was awesome. Jesus Christ. Hold up. Let me take 18.
You go fling a quarter at her?
Let me take 18 minutes to get the dollar out of my pocket.
Are you going to crumple up a single and throw it at her like Jordan Chavez?
Jordan, the biggest dick on earth.
God, one time...
I actually don't have cash. God damn it. Where did I put it? That's not good.
That was like the greatest thing ever. This guy, I think it was like my 24th birthday or something, maybe. Or maybe it was John's birthday.
Hold on, Kate. Let me put your mic up.
Thank you. That was not my best. I am actually a little disappointed in my performance, but I didn't warm up, so I'm sorry.
You didn't have music. You fucking...
Yeah, there's no music. I didn't warm up. It was really rather amateur.
I've seen bitches at Vixens trying to dance to One by Metallica.
and
that was like the weirdest shit ever.
I don't get this, because some of the time they put on this music, and I'm like, I can't dance. There's no dancing involved, and this is weird.
Like
I need
what?
A beat. I need a beat. Like...
I mean, there's certain music, like, not to get too technical because I'm a musician, like, you need, like, that 4-4, like, where there's four
beats. You
know,
great stripping
like
music?
Like,
Rammstein.
Well, you know, that has it. It's like, you know, every beat's
going
to be one,
you need
two,
though.
Three,
yeah, and
four.
It needs to be, like, there's a good
really?
Range of tempos for it.
You don't want to strip to Modest Mouse?
Well, no, that's probably the same shit, but you can't have, like, waltzy stuff, like Perfect Circle or something where it's like 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Yeah.
But there was one of our routines was to
Rob Thomas,
a Rob Thomas song, and I'm like, this is the unsexiest thing I could think of.
I don't want to be lonely.
That's what I was thinking of.
It was she got out of town.
Oh Jesus, that
I know.
Song.
Yeah,
well, I think it's Matchbox 20.
Like,
I don't fucking
feel
thing.
I don't feel sexy to this. I feel like slapping.
Well, that's
someone
not fucking dance music.
Being a pussy.
Who the fuck is the tard who chose that? The instructor?
I don't know. Yeah, one of the instructors, the owner or whatever, it's their regular.
You need to
routine.
Dance to like Benny Benassi.
We've got it. Oh, the best
push
one.
Me.
the
satisfaction.
Best one. The best one was when we were dancing and Miley Cyrus came on. I was like, hell
see
yeah.
See you again.
I'm
hell yeah.
No, not see you again.
The climb.
That would have been awesome.
Oh no, it's that
no,
song
it
where she sings about being
one.
A whore. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't be tamed.
Oh,
yeah, that.
God.
That,
so I
didn't
one.
Even know who that was until I was like,
but
God, what a dirty whore.
Yeah,
she's saying
well,
that kind
yeah,
of
pretty
shit.
Much.
What's it about? I didn't even get through it.
It's just how she can't be tamed
with one dude.
She
okay,
can't
that's what I figured.
F whore.
Yeah. So that came on, and I was like, this is kind of awesome because it does have a good dance beat. Like that was good, but it was freaking Miley Cyrus. So I ended up skipping around the pole. Like, I feel like I'm 13.
All innocent like, yeah. You
know? Did you see that one picture of her recently where she's like fat and got the fake tan and basically looks like Snooki?
I have always contended that she will one
age like dog shit, and she two,
yeah,
is nothing other than your average Southern girl. Like,
she does not have a very good face.
No, the features are nothing special.
Every girl, chipmunk face was cute.
I mean, she's cute enough. She's cute enough, and every girl when they're younger actually looks pretty good. I mean, because most preteen girls look about the same. They're pretty cute, or else they're horribly ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying like they don't have to exercise and shit to keep in shape.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And then, you know, the minute I hit 19, I was a fat ass. So, but right before that, I was all hot and cute and whatever. But her face is just like, it's just a cute face. It's not anything special. So she's going to put on a little weight, and then she's going to get kind of the chubby face.
She already has the chubby face. Yeah. I mean, this is her job.
Well, no, it's going to be bad.
Isn't her mom like hot as ass from what I remember?
Oh, I mean, I would think she didn't get it from Billy Ray.
She got the fucking pan face from Billy Ray.
I don't know. I don't know what the mom looks like.
Yeah.
Hold on. You guys talk for a second. Okay. Kate, lap dance my bro. Hold on.
Wait.
Why? What the F is he doing?
Lap dance Will while
do you,
I...
Do you want to lap dance? Because
I'm trying to behave.
All
right. What? She's already gone, right? Or do we even know where the fuck Allison is?
I don't know. I mean, she can't hear this, but...
All right. Yeah, you're right.
No, but still.
Come on.
No. I appreciate it. It's the principle. Don't egg him on.
Yeah,
that's the principle of the thing.
Okay, fine.
That.
All right.
I forgot you had a girlfriend.
Not to be a piece of shit.
That's good for you.
So I screwed things up with her like 4 years ago, doing exactly that kind of
shit.
Wow.
That was the straw that.
Because I would say, you know, it's a platonic lap dance, so it's okay. But if you screw things up before, then no. Not even a platonic.
Well,
dance.
She's cool. She wouldn't give a shit. I mean, she thought I could go strip club. Right?
No. It's just, don't.
That's my
don't
own
do it.
Personal moral code.
Oh, yeah. That is one high-powered town pump. That ain't bad for a mom. I'll put it that way.
Oh, you looked her up?
No, she looks like a fucking cum-guzzling road whore.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sure she was like, you know what she was? When fucking Achy Breaky Heart was at the height of its popularity.
She was the one who, like...
She was Carly from Talladega Nights. Just seduced. Yeah, like probably some 18-year-old southern whore. He just sucked Billy Ray's mullet right out through his dick.
It's quite a visual.
Yeah. So that's what I picture. Are they still together?
Yeah, apparently. They look like the happy family.
Yeah.
All right.
And then you have that freak show from Metro Station or whatever the fuck.
Who? What, are they fucking or something? Or?
No, like it's her half-brother. I forget which. I think it's the mom's kid because he's skinny.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't that weird you out when a celebrity dude gets a chick who's got a kid already? Like, I always feel that's such a downtrade move.
Maybe they broke up and got back together. I don't know.
God.
No, because he's older than her, I think, so.
Wow.
I don't know.
Dude, that's
the South, man. It's like, you're weird if you don't have kids by 20. It's like, why are you barren? Are you unable to produce children?
Oh, my Lord. All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we will regroup and come back for segment two and then get the hell out of here.
Who was that?
Nobody.
Don't lie to me, Jack. I've had plenty of women mad at me the morning after. Just don't let her light your sneakers on fire in the bathtub.
Well, she would never do that, Tracy. She's a very special woman.
So then what's the problem?
Well, we're just on opposite sides of a feud.
Oh, I get it. Romeo and Juliet. Capulet and Romulans. Mm-hmm. I've been there. I'm black, she's white. I'm black, she's light-skinned black. I'm black, she's 17.